I took my grandson to his karate class. His mother had to work late. And when I got to his class, a man come up to me. I was wearing my veteran's cap at the time. And he said to me, he says, "Are you Vietnam?" I said, "Yeah, I was in Vietnam." He says, "I'm Vietnamese." I says, "Oh, nice to meet you." He says, "Where are you in Vietnam?" So I named a bunch of places that we had been. I said, "But my brigade main base camp was outside of Ho Nai Village." He took a step back. He looks at me. He goes, I born Ho Nai." I says, "Is that right?" I said, "Wow." I said, "What year were you born?" He says, 1970. I says, "Well, I came home in 69, but 1970. I says, "How long you been in this country?" He says, "I came here when I was 18 with my uncle." So I said to him, "Is your father still alive?" He says, "Yes, he is." I says, did he come to America?" He says, "No, he stayed Vietnam. He's stupid." So we laughed over it. So I said to him, "Ho Nai Village, a lot of VC in Ho Nai." He smiles at me. And then he says to me, "My father shoot at you." And I laugh and I says, "Well, I shoot at your father." I told him, I said, "It's a good thing we're both bad shots, right?" Then I says, "Are you still in contact with your father?" He says, "Yeah." So I went and got a patch from my unit. I says, "You send that to your father. He will remember that patch." I says, "And you give him a message from me." He says, "What's that?" I says, "You tell him that me and you are friends and that he was a good soldier." I says, "And so was I." I says, "And now we're just two old men that tell stories." And he started to laugh. He says, "You're right." He says, "He tells stories all the time." So we're still friends. His wife sends me Vietnamese food a couple of times a month. I still see him once a week. We have coffee, and we've become good friends.
It's interesting, the story. I mean, you're talking about your former enemy. I've also heard tales of former enemy reuniting in Vietnam, and there's a feeling that bygones have been left to be bygones. Is that true and common?
I think it's very common. There's a minority, I'm sure, on both sides that just can't let things go. It was a lot of years ago. And, you know, there's a thing in common. We're both soldiers. We're both warriors on different sides of the coin. And I actually wrote a poem about that. About I am a warrior, and it talks about that. And but a lot of time went by. Now my father, on the other hand, I'm third generation combat. My grandfather fought in World War I. He was wounded in Belgium. My father was a Marine in World War II in the Pacific. He was wounded at Okinawa, and I was Vietnam. I was wounded in Vietnam. So three generations. But my father, he couldn't let it go. He really had a problem with the Japanese, to the point where my brother bought a Japanese car, and my father went ballistic. My brother had to get rid of the car, or he wouldn't even let him park in the driveway. You know, so, you know, there's different situations. But, things happen in war, and things change. You look at now, even nationally, Japan, Germany, and the United States. Time passes, politicians change, politics change, governments change. You know, but the guy in the trenches, you know, they have a camaraderie that they fought against each other, but the conditions they survived was the same.